The measure that passed Tuesday night was essentially the continuation of a conversation the Assembly has been having all spring and summer. How is Sitka going to pay for its roads? The city estimates it will need about $2.7 million a year for the next 25 years to maintain Sitka's road system, and right now it isn't clear where that money will come from. This year's budget, for instance, included $1.3 million for roads. That's significantly more than in the past, but still less than half what the city says it needs. City staff have argued that Sitka needs a dedicated pot of money for roads, a pot that isn't dependent on the shifting moods of assembly members juggling 1,000 priorities in the face of perpetually tight budgets. Enter the motor vehicle registration tax. The proposal passed Tuesday night would increase the fee for a personal car from $100 to $300 every 2 years. The increase would go into effect in January of 2016, and the city estimates it would raise about $675,000 a year, or about a quarter of what the city thinks it needs each year for road maintenance. The measure was sponsored by assembly members Mike Reif, Matt Hunter, and Phyllis Hackett. Reif argued that a vehicle tax is simply the fairest way to fund roads.
I see it as a user fee. If you don't drive, you don't pay. If you only have one car, you pay less than a person who has two vehicles.
But earlier in the discussion, assembly member Ben Maiasato spoke up, sounding plainly conflicted.
I am not totally against the idea of this vehicle tax. What I'm against right now is the timing. As mentioned previously, you know, we do have a lot of increases.
That includes recent utility rate increases for electricity, water, and wastewater.
And I keep hearing the same thing. It's everything's going up. I know it doesn't sound like much in regards to how much it is, but, you know, every dollar counts for some of the people out there. When you're talking about the reason why we're raising this for the road upkeep, I'm not against that. I'm just against the timing of it.
Maiasato said he'd like more time to consider the issue. Would the assembly consider postponing the discussion until the next meeting? They would not. Reif and Hackett argued that the issue had already been postponed too long.
This is a really difficult conversation to have, you know, and we've had it every year since I've been on the assembly. We haven't. We really have not taken any good steps towards a solution.
We haven't taken a first step. We have continued to kick this can down this pothole-filled road, and we just kicked the can down the road.
In the end, Maiasato reluctantly voted yes, along with Reif, Hackett, Hunter, and Mayor Mim McConnell, who participated via telephone. Assemblymember Pete Esquiro was absent. Aaron Swanson was the lone no vote. He said he prefers other options for raising revenue.
I keep hearing about every single time we have a problem, we increase the rates, which is basically what we have to do, but I do not believe that this is the answer to fixing the roads. I would be much more happy raising or eliminating the sales tax cap.
Sitka's sales tax currently applies only to the first $1,500 of any purchase. Meanwhile, Phyllis Hackett said the real answer is going to be both and, not either or.
We talk about raising sales tax potentially to pay for this. That's going to happen too. I mean, that's going to have to happen too. This is just the beginning.
The measure must pass a second time before it becomes law. In the meantime, assembly members said, they hope and expect to hear plenty of public comment on the topic. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.